This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal yesterday and flagged off five Amrit Bharat Express trains from two states. In Assam, PM Modi laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. The PM said the 86-kilometer-long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project.
Kaziranga Elevated Corridor aur nayi rail sevaon se Assam ke logon ke liye nayi sambhavnaye taiyar hogi. Main Assam ki janta aur deshvasiyon ko in mahatvapurna pariyojanaon ke liye badhai deta. Jab prakruti surakshit hoti hai, to uske saath अवसर भी पैदा होते पिछले कुछ वर्षों में काजीरंगा में पर्यटकों की संख्या में लगातार बढ़ोतरी हुई है.
The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. In West Bengal, PM Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees and flagged off three Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Nominations for the elections of the Bharatiya Janata Party's national president are scheduled to be filed today. According to the poll schedule released by party's national returning officer, K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place between 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., followed by the window for withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open till 6 p.m. After the completion of the nomination process, if required, polling will take place on Tuesday. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will be on an official visit to India today at the invitation of PM Modi. This will be Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed's third official visit to India since assuming office as president and his fifth visit to the country over the past decade. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland Radoslaw Sikorski, who is currently on a three-day visit to India, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, Poland continues to be India's largest trading and investment partner in Central and Eastern Europe. In a major success for security forces, six Maoists, including four women cadres, have been neutralized in an encounter in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. The operation, carried out by a joint team of the District Reserve Guard, COBRA, and Special Task Force, marks a significant blow to Maoist activities in the region. The encounter led to the recovery of a large cache of weapons, including two AK-47 rifles, one INSAS rifle, 2.303 rifles, and six grenades. Chief Minister Vishnu Deosai has appealed to Maoists to abandon violence and join the mainstream. In a social media post, CM said the government is fully committed to rehabilitation with justice, security, and dignity. The 86th All India Presiding Officers Conference will begin at Uttar Pradesh Vidhan Sabha in Lucknow today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will address the inaugural session. During the conference, the presiding officers, secretaries and distinguished representatives will hold a wide ranging of discussion on legislative procedures, parliamentary traditions, the conduct of the House, good governance and current legislative issues. During the three-day conference, the dignitaries will brainstorm on different aspects of leveraging technology for transparent, efficient and citizen. The government has issued strong rebuttals to misleading claims being made regarding the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act. Calling the opposition criticism the act factually incorrect and misleading, it noted that the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025 guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh today, while dense fog conditions will prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Bihar. In West Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim also dense fog conditions will remain. Himachal Pradesh and Odisha will experience cold wave conditions during next 24 hours. Parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh may witness light rainfall or snowfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.